Let's talk to Patriots. Mike Onwenu, offensive lineman here for the Patriots on KJ and Lyons, in for Jones and Keith. Mike, thank you so much for joining us on the show. And we have something fun for you at the end called Keep or Return, since it's Return Day. Mike Onwenu, thank you so much for joining the show.
What's the deal? How y'all doing?
Good, good. So, look, the offensive line has taken quite a hit publicly, but I've seen the improvement over the last couple of weeks. Can you take us through the process of what the improvement is, how you guys gotten to the levels of improvement? Where, like, the Buffalo game, we think, is probably one of the best offensive line games so far this season. You feel like there's a momentum with this offensive line getting into these last two games of the season, that the communication is there?
I would say so. It's not nothing new. It's just stuff that's been there, but obviously playing well and playing better together. I think that's just more of it. I don't think anything has changed or anything's different. You know, it's the same guys, but obviously performing a little bit better.
So, Mike, you've bounced around a little bit this year, right guard, right tackle, but over the last several weeks, you've been exclusively at right guard. Are you feeling fully comfortable there, and should we expect you to stay there, not just for the rest of this season, but going into next year as well?
Yeah, I feel fully comfortable there, and that's what I would expect, to stay there.
Okay, so, look, Drake May has performed very well. I think his mobility has been able to buy the line time to be able to hold their blocks, to chip guys off from getting to them. Can you talk about how Drake May being able to extend the plays have been able to help you guys, you know, keep defenders off of him?
Yeah, you know, I would just say in general, Drake has a good feel for the pocket. Usually has a little bit of time, but he can navigate the pocket if one guy falls off, or say, you know, they're doing a whole four-man stunt or five-man stunt and we got to pass it off. You know, he's able to see those creases and see those open spaces and get out of the pressure or get out of the pocket and rush for some yards.
So, Mike, building off that, how would you rate Drake May's development? I mean, you were with him, obviously, in mini camp, training camp, all the way to now. I mean, how do you feel just playing with him that he's grown throughout this season?
Yeah, I would say it's been progressing just as the coaches expected. You know, seeing the player that he was in the summer and then now, you know, he's always had confidence. He's always had ability. Since he started playing, you know, he's gotten that skill and getting those looks and getting those football smarts of actually playing the game and seeing looks and knowing what's going to happen before it does. So I think he's doing a great job of that.
All right, you got the Chargers on Saturday. Does it feel a little off playing a Saturday game? And what is it on tape that you see about the Chargers from the offensive line standpoint that says, man, we really have to nail this down in order for us to be successful?
Yeah, I would say, you know, the Chargers, they have a good defense. A lot of veteran players has been there, and that's just played for a while. So, you know, as long as we take care of our part, we'll be all right.
Mike, you played at Michigan under Jim Harbaugh. He's now obviously the coach of the Chargers. Uh-huh. Any inside info or Jim Harbaugh story from your time at Michigan that you want to share?
No, not really. I don't have no insight, man. He's my competition this week, so I'm going to keep it like that and treat it like that.
Okay, so then this might be an easier question. Who do you got in the college football playoff, Ohio State or Oregon? Who are you pulling for?
I'm taking Oregon. Oregon out there.
We're talking with Mike Onwenu, offensive tackle here for the New England Patriots. So how was Christmas for you? I know you guys have been working out, preparing for the game. We've been seeing all these pictures of all these quarterbacks, what they've done for their offensive linemen for Christmas. Do you want to kind of delve into maybe what you got as a gift for Christmas from the quarterback room?
Yeah, I'm not gonna put it all out there, but he took care of us for sure.
Okay,
Drake and Jacoby. So, you know, it's well appreciated.
John, double gifting,
you know,
right
we
there.
Know, we know it mean a lot. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Sometimes that's good when you have a couple of quarterbacks who both have to chip in for the holiday gifts. Like, you, one just can't sit there and be like, this guy got all of it. So that I think that's part of the veteran as well.
So, Mike,
I'm not complaining about it.
I don't blame it. One of the topics kind of outside the team among the fan base has been the futures of a lot of the people involved with the Patriots. Obviously, three wins, it's a tough spot to be in. I know when you look at some of the guys around you, and specifically when you look at the coaching staff, whether it's Gerard Mayo, Alex Van Pelt, how do you feel about this group moving forward, not just so much for the rest of this season, but building towards 2025 and beyond?
Yeah, definitely. I like this group. I played with the group the whole year, coaches and players included. I think the coaches have done a good job. You know, obviously the results haven't shown that, but, you know, the later part of the season, or at least the last 8 to 10 games, I think we've been playing a little bit better each game. But obviously, if you don't win, it doesn't matter. But I think the coaches have what it takes to put us in positions to win and to dominate in games.
So I think what we're saying here is you like the culture and probably go strongest for it, because, Mike, I've taken a hit saying that I believe that Gerard Mayo has stepped in and has really addressed the culture, that has an understanding of the modern player, and that when you hear the comments from Drake May at the podium, we're really hearing about a guy that guys are really ready to run through the wall for, correct?
Yeah, that's very correct. You know, obviously, you know, everyone has their opinions on the outside, but, you know, really it doesn't matter. The guys inside the building, we're willing to work, we're ready to work, and that's what we're here to do, to work and win games.
So, Mike, to follow up on that, there was a lot of talk last offseason. Obviously, Bill Belichick leaves. Gerard Mayo is promoted. Would you say the culture, the vibe, all that stuff, because those were the buzzwords we heard on the outside, is it a lot different than last year? Is it similar to last year? Just outside of, you know, the actual wins and loss record, would you say it's a lot different than last year or similar?
I would say it's different from last year, but I would say the core values are still the same. You know, as a guy that's been here for a while and had Bill as well, you know, Mayo has the same philosophies or has the same teaching. So, you know, I've heard it just in different verbiage. So I think for a lot of the guys that are new, you know, they obviously didn't get that experience with Bill. But I would say it's pretty much the same standard of culture and the same teachings.
All right, Mike, and when you, before we let you go, we've got a little game, play keep or return, since today is supposed to be the big days of return. So we'll have a list of items, and you let us know if this is something you would keep or return. Hit it, Joe.
Have you noticed that their stuff is sh- and your sh- is stuff?
What the hell's going on out here?
Can I keep you?
By God, we take it back.
This is really nice. Too bad we can't stay, baby.
Okay, Mike and Wenyu. You receive a signed picture from your high school guidance counselor. Keep or return?
I'm going to keep that.
All right.
I'm going to keep that.
Birkenstock clogs. Keep or return?
I'm going to keep that. I'm a fan of Birks.
A flip cell phone for the holidays. Do you keep or return that?
You know, I might keep that just for the culture. You never how about, know, you got to end the call really quick.
Mike, how about a Taylor Swift album on vinyl? Do you keep or return that?
You know, I do have a record player, so I'm going to keep that too. I'm well versed.
John, would you, and John, feel free, would you to keep or return a steak that's cooked rare?
Rare, I'm going to keep that.
Wow, I would have never pegged you to be a rare. How about a case of Crustables?
You know, I'm a medium rare.
I'm straight up rare.
I'm a medium rare guy.
Medium rare, but it's rare. It's rarer than medium rare. So if it's rare, you keep it or return it.
I'm a return that.
Okay. A case of Crustables, the most exciting sandwiches introduced to the NFL. A case of Crustables. Keep or return them?
I'm a returner. I can make them myself.
Wow. An Xbox 360, brand new.
I'm a low-key keep that. I'm not going to lie. You know, I'm a return. I still got my Xbox One and my PS5. I still got my Xbox 3 and my last Xbox 2. I don't need the 360.
Okay, you got
now, the GameCube. I will keep that.
Okay, there you go. Because the Xbox 360, yeah, the games really don't transfer. A Kansas City Chiefs sweater. Kansas City Chiefs sweater. You keep or return that?
I'm returning that. I don't have no use for that.
A poster of Usher.
This is just a poster. It's not signed. Nothing.
Just a regular poster you buy in the store. Nothing signed. It's just on your wall.
You know, I'm going to keep it because my mama like Usher.
There you go. And finally, Mike and Wenyu, wired over-the-ear headphones.
I'm going to keep them. Them one-on-one for sure.
Okay. Well, Mike,
quality is way different.
Well, it's great to hear your smile. We wish you guys the best with the Chargers this Saturday. We look for two strong games to finish out the season. Mike and Wenyu, thank you so much for being here on KJ and Lions.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all. Yeah, have a good one.